KSVP, 830 AM, Sandpoint, K201DA, King Cove, KFPS, False Pass.
Welcome to Native America Calling. I'm Sean Spruce. Among the many offerings by Native talent this week in Albuquerque is one of the annual favorites, Native Guitars Tour. It's a new lineup every year with some returning veterans along with newer up-and-coming artists. They're kicking off the two-day Under the Native Stars Festival that includes a Native fashion show, food, artwork, and music. We're going to talk with the organizers of the show and hear live in-studio performances from some selected artists. That's coming up after the news.
This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. A long fight over who pays for law enforcement services on the Flathead Reservation may be coming to an end. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports a bill would provide temporary state funding so local officials can hash out a long-term plan.
For decades, Lake County has arrested and prosecuted tribal members on the Flathead Reservation under an agreement known as Public Law 280. But the county in recent years has said it can't afford the work and asked that the state chip in. Lawmakers did give the county funding last legislative session, but Governor Gene Forte vetoed the bill, saying the state isn't financially responsible. This session, discussions between the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, Gene Forte's office, and county officials resulted in new legislation that would give the county $6 million over the next 2 years. Lake County Commissioner Gail Decker says the bill requires the tribes and the county to create a plan for law enforcement that doesn't involve state resources.
We think we can come up with an MOU that's going to work, and it'll help us transition into the next phase of Public Law 280.
The bill has passed both chambers and is nearing Gian Forte's desk. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
I did what I had to do.
A season 3 of AMC's detective series Dark Winds winds down this coming Sunday. Executive producer and director Chris Eyre reflects on the evolution of Native Americans in popular culture. Eyre's breakthrough film was 1998's Smoke Signals, a feature-length movie that showed the complexity and humor of Native people after decades of stereotypes. I asked Eyre if he ever saw the success of Native-produced and written series like Dark Winds and others on the horizon 27 years ago.
Well, before, I think, Reservation Dogs and Rutherford Falls, I was getting somewhat concerned that Smoke Signals was just going to be a blip on the radar of yesteryear. But I think Smoke Signals is part of the continuum of progress with Native people in front of the camera and behind the camera.
Eyre has directed several episodes of Dark Winds, including the season 3 premiere that had a surprise cameo with Robert Redford and George R.R. Martin, who are also executive producers. Eyre says he loves all the characters in this intriguing and often mystical storyline, including the dynamic between Joe and Emily Porn. He says compelling and humanizing treatment of Native people in film and television is a sign that this kind of smart storytelling has arrived.
And I don't think it's going to stop. I think now we've gotten to a place that the door is not going to close again. I think there's too many people, Native and non-Native, but Native people that are leading the charge as writers and directors and performers and musicians and artists and executives that have pushed this door open, and I don't think the door is gonna ever close again.
Season 3 of Dark Winds is wrapping up with the 8th and final episode, but even before the first episode dropped, news came out that Season 4 was greenlit. Eyre says he's blessed to be part of the series.
I just want to say, tune in for Season 4. I'm as excited as anybody to know what happens, and I'm an insider, so we're all working really hard right now to make Season 4 great like Season 3, and I'm excited to see what happens.
Dark Winds airs Sunday nights on AMC. It's based on Tony Hillerman's novels and stars Zahn McLaren, Kiowa Gordon, and Jessica Matson. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Gathering of Nations Powwow, a live event taking place April 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Expo New Mexico, featuring song and dance, traders market, horse parade, stage 49, and more. Tickets at gatheringofnations.com and at the gates.
Enbridge strives to be a good steward of the environment, a safe operator of essential energy infrastructure, and a good neighbor. More on Enbridge's Indigenous Reconciliation Action Plan at Enbridge.com. Enbridge proudly supports this program.
Support provided by First National Bank Alaska, offering a one-solution, tailored approach to meet the financial needs of Alaskans by providing banking services, loans, investments, and more to help shape a brighter tomorrow. Learn more at fnbalaska.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Sean Spruce. Native Guitars Tour is approaching its 20th year, putting on live shows with indigenous musical talent all over the country. It's spearheaded by Cochiti Pueblo musician Jer Anderson. And for the first 13 years, he's brought the show to Albuquerque, New Mexico, with some of the best seasoned musicians along with up-and-coming performers. The two-day annual event includes fashion, art, food, and of course, an impressive array of talented Native musicians. It's one of a multitude of musical events happening alongside the Gathering of Nations Powwow this weekend in the city. Today on our show, we'll talk with Jer Anderson about what's in store this week and hear songs performed here in the studio. Plus, join the conversation by calling 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And remember, you can always leave a comment on our website and social media pages. Joining us now in studio is Jer Anderson. He is the lead singer for the Jer Project and the founder of Native Guitars Tour. He is Cochiti Pueblo. He's been on the show many times. Hello, Jer. Welcome back.
Gwetsi Hopa. How are you doing?
Dwa'e, brother. It's good to have you on the show again. We also have Jacob Shihei. He is a musician and is Santa Clara Pueblo. Jacob, you've been on the show before, too. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Sengitamo, good morning.
Sengitamo. Joining us also is Ailani. She is a singer and songwriter and is also Santa Clara Pueblo. Ailani, welcome back to Native America Calling.
Hi, thank you for having me. Sengitamo.
Sengitamo. Joining us also is Welby June. He is a fashion coordinator with the Native Guitars Tour. He is Oglala, Lakota, Muscogee, Ho-Chunk, and Cheyenne. Hello, Welby, and welcome to Native America Calling.
Hello. Hiani Washte.
Great to have you, Welby. And our fifth guest also joins us now, Christy Bird. She is a fashion coordinator, and she is Santo Domingo Pueblo. Hi, Christy. It's great to have you on the show.
Hello, everyone. Marahopa.
Well, let's go ahead and get this conversation started. Jer, you are first. This is your 13th year putting on performances. It's dubbed Under the Native Stars. What does this event in Albuquerque mean to you after all these years?
Wow. You know, yeah, I was just looking up back at this yesterday, you know, sitting down and trying to bring it all in. And it's been a great journey. And it's really, you know, our community that we have, you know, this everybody here in the studio are just examples of like the energy and the love and the community that we have and the creativity that's out there. And it's, yeah, I'm just grateful and thankful for where we are and happy that we've been, you know, making this journey for so long, and it's still thriving and it's still growing.
It must be tough every year having to come up with something new and exciting, but what do you have planned for us this year that's going to be special?
Yeah, this year is actually our biggest year here in Albuquerque. It's a two-day festival on Friday and Saturday this weekend, starting today. It's Under the Native Stars, and we got a lineup from all across Turtle Island. Of course, everybody here in the studio that we already mentioned, Jacob Shihei, Welby June, Ailani. We have a fashion show, full runway fashion show that Christy Bird will be coordinating. We have Dear Lady, First Nations coming out. We have some country this year with the Bill Crawley and the Good Old Boys. We have Scotty Clifford coming out from Pine Ridge, and just so much more. We have a full lineup. We also have some live traditional tattooists that will be doing tattoos. So if you're in to get some ink on your skin or in your skin, we'll have that. We have Manco Native Cuisine, over 40 vendors. So yeah, it's just a big day, and we're really excited for this weekend and really looking forward to, you know, having the community join us.
All right. Well, we've got a bunch of live music planned. First up is going to be Ilani, and let's go ahead and hear Ilani play here. We've got a few minutes.
All right. Thank you. This song is called Out Loud.
Burning up out doesn't really matter as long. In lights outside, can't sleep on without you telling me about your lovely thoughts. Out loud, out loud. Can you say
get the show started. So that song is titled Out Loud. Tell us more about it. When did you put it together?
I wrote it about 4 years ago, in summer of 2021. And I released it on my album Heartbroken Bones. It's just a love song about expressing your feelings without any words.
How many tracks do you have on Heartbroken Bones?
I think it's 12.
12. Okay. Now, when will you be performing?
I'll be performing tomorrow night at the Oasis at the Under the Stars event, around 7.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to it, Ilani. And Jura, back to you. Of course, Ilani is just one of a long list of people who are going to perform this year. Some of the other ones are here today as well. Who else do you have scheduled?
Yeah, we have Dear Lady. They're First Nations duo, and they've been on tour, and they got some amazing music that they bring. It's this really eclectic, like I don't know that there's like so many genres out there, but it's like this metal, but yet it's very soothing, kind of like Ilani's style. So yeah, there's just a big mixture. We have the Billy Crawley, formerly of Ethnic Degeneration. You know, he's been pirating and doing all kinds of stuff for Native Country for a long time, so we're so excited to have him out, and everybody's been asking for Country. So we have that element tomorrow night. We also have One Way Sky out of the Tohono O'odham Nation. the Gila River community and their alternate rock. And yeah, just an amazing lineup and different genres. So we'll be bouncing all over the place and creating that, you know, that community environment.
All right. Now, Jure, 13 years, if you could go back in time to the very first event, did you imagine it growing to what it is now? And did you picture yourself here almost 15 years later still going at it?
I did. You know, I kind of set this up for this phase of my life, and I've always kind of imagined it. But now that I'm here, what I'd never imagined is, you know, the relationships that I've built with all the artists and really becoming family and, you know, knowing these people for so long and meeting people, you know, like Ilani, Jacob, Welby, and Christy, and, you know, Scotty's in the other room. You know, it's just like I didn't realize like how close we would become and how much of a family that we are, and like we share each other's lives, our stories, our children, you know, so we're all connected, and I didn't imagine that part of it. So that's really been a gift that I've received along the way.
Ilani, when did you first become part of the event?
I started, I learned about Native Guitars Tour in 2020 because I saw their live streams on Instagram, because that was our only form of performance at the time. And I started doing interviews online, and my first show was in summer 2021.
And here it is now, 2025. That pandemic, it created challenges, but it sounds like for a lot of the artists that come on the show, it was really a time for you folks to kind of really contemplate and just kind of think more about your work. And it seems like it had a positive impact on a lot of Native art. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think it was actually a nice gateway into performing. Performing online a little removed was a good practice for me. And then by the time I had my first show with Native Guitars Tour, I was pretty prepared from all the online performing to perform in person.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back and we're going to hear a lot more live music. We're going to talk more with the artists who are on the show today. And of course, we're taking calls. So if anybody has any questions, or maybe you are a longtime fan of Native Guitars Tour, or maybe you're a friend or a family member or just a fan of one of the artists we have on the show today, we'd sure like to hear your perspective. Give us a call, join the conversation. Let us know what you think of Native Guitars Tour, or just any of just all the Native talent that's going to be in Albuquerque this weekend musically. The phone number to the Albuquerque studio, 1-800-996-2848. That's 1-800-996-2848. We've got producers standing by. They're waiting for your call. So what are you waiting for? 1-800-996-2848. The nation's new health secretary says he intends to disclose the cause of autism by this September, saying the disorder is among his priorities. But his comments about autism have raised considerable alarm from advocates and experts. We'll look at autism among Native Americans, including what research and support is available. That's on the next Native America Calling.
Challenges to societal harmony abound. Trauma, depression, addiction. In Native communities, these challenges affect nearly everyone. The Native American Social Work Studies Institute educates social workers for careers to address the needs of Native communities. You can be part of the solution as a peer support worker, community health worker, or a counselor with culturally relevant training from the Native American Social Work Studies Institute. Info at online.nmhu.edu. New Mexico High University supports this show.
Do you see gay body tender in your company? A sympathetic side. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Native America Calling. We are continuing our discussion with Jer Anderson, affiliated with the collective of indigenous artists known as Native Guitars Tour. We're also listening to songs from some of the artists during the hour. Do you have any of these artists featured today on your playlists? What more would you like to know about them? Call us. Questions or comments at 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Another one of our guests today, Jacob Shehay from Santa Clara Pueblo, is in the studio. And Jacob, are you ready to play a song?
Yep, I'm ready to go.
All right, let's hear it, brother.
I've been driving in my Indian car, the pound of the wheel drumming in my brain. My dash is dusty, plates are expired. Please, Mr. Officer, let me explain. Got to make it to a powwow tonight. Be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. Got my T-bird in the glove box, I ain't got no spare. Feather from an eagle, I ain't got no care. The road is empty in my bottle of desire. Daylight is breaking, sun touches fire. I got to make another powwow tonight. Be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. My car is dented, the radiator steams. When headlight don't work, the radio can scream. Got a sticker, it says Indian Power. Look at all my bumper, holds my car together. We're on a circuit of an Indian dream. We don't get old, we just get younger. When we're flying down the highway, riding in our Indian cars. Riding in our Indian cars. Riding in our Indian cars.
That is the anthem that never gets old. Been around since I was a kid. Great cover, Jacob. Great cover. Are you and Keith Sekola friends? I'm just curious.
Yeah, we are. It's funny because I like recorded that song on, like, I don't know, Instagram, I think pre-pandemic. And then during the pandemic, I was like, you know what? I'm going to put this out. So I messaged Keith and I was like, hey, is it cool if I put this out? And he said yes. So he gave me his blessing. So shout out to Uncle Keith.
Well, you did it well. You made him proud for sure. Now, Native Guitars Tour, obviously a huge event, but you've got a lot going on throughout the year, Jacob. You're also involved with the Pathways Festival during Indian Market. What's your take right now on just the current Native art and music scene in New Mexico?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of great Indigenous-led events that are happening, you know, throughout the year, like Gathering of Nations Weekend, right? There's so many shows that are going on. I put together a list. I try my best to put together a list of any Indigenous events outside of Gathering of Nations. And I don't know, I would say there's at least maybe 30 that are happening this weekend. And, you know, during Indian Market also, there's about another couple 30 that happen throughout the week. You know, it's not just music. It's also, you know, fashion shows, art shows, gallery openings, you know. So there's a lot happening in the Native arts world and art scene for sure down here in the Southwest.
Now, you're also very active on social media. I see you on Instagram, TikTok. What's the secret to that, to really making an impact?
Honestly, I think it's just posting, you know. I think it's just doing it and being, trying to be genuine and be yourself online. But also, you know, sometimes social media is not real, you know. I don't know any of these people, but there's also sometimes a connection that you can build with people online. You know, like Ilani said, we did the Native Guitar Store open mic on Instagram during the pandemic. You know, like, I connected with so many artists during that time. And, you know, like after, you know, when we could do shows, I got to meet some of these people, and now some of these people are my best friends. So, you know, I think there's also a connection that you can build with people online.
Now, you also have a very extensive collection of Native records, and you feature some of those LPs on TikTok. What are some of your most prized pieces of vinyl?
Honestly, I think my first or my favorite vinyl is A. Paul Ortega. I think it's Two Worlds or Three Worlds, just because my grandparents are on that album. My grandpa played guitar with A. Paul Ortega, and my grandma sang with him also, so they're both on the back cover of that record. So those ones are my favorite, but any, you know, Pueblo records, you know, I'm really happy to have some like Okay Owingue, Turtle Dance, Cloud Dance songs. So I really try to find any Native records, and whenever I do, I buy them right away. So
you come from a family of musicians?
Yeah, it's cool. My dad played sax, which is not known, but yeah.
Well, pleasure always to have you on the show, Jacob. And Welby, I know you are prepared to perform for us as well. So what do you have lined up for us?
So I have my latest single that I released last month in March. It's called Call Me. And it's from my upcoming project. It's a EP titled Bloom.
All right. Looking forward. Okay, we're working on getting set up here. Just take a moment, and boy, this is exciting. Well, but your father, Scotty Clifford, and he's been on the show many times. And are you ever able to perform with your dad?
Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna be performing with him tomorrow, actually, at the Oasis with NGT again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'll be backing him up on the drums for that one.
All right. And how about your sister? Is she involved in the act as well?
My sister, she is taking a little time for herself. She's taking a little hiatus at the moment.
Okay. And how long have you been involved now with Native Guitars Tour?
I have been a part of the NGT family for about 10 years now. And, you know, I first met Jura, and I was backing up my dad. And we were doing our thing as the band. And, you know, it's been a real pleasure to be a part of the journey with everybody and to meet everybody like Jacob and Ilani. And yeah, it's been real great. It is.
Okay. All right. Well, we're excited. Let's hear your music.
All right.
Can we talk about me if you want? Can we talk about me if you want? Can we talk about me if you want? Can we talk about it? Talk about. Call me later out tonight. If you got the time, I'll meet you. Feel fine, yeah. Call me later out tonight. Yeah, I promise I'll make you feel alright. Can we talk about me, you? Can we talk about me, you? Can we talk about me, you? Can we talk about it? Talk about me, you. Can we talk about me, you? Can we talk about me, you? Can we talk about it? Oh. So long for jumping too long. Wanna put on your love your skin. What's good come here to do? Wake up, come my skateboard. Be put my soul in color. Deja vu, might have seen my present, my future, and my past life. I want a pretty soul, take my hand, we both fly. Pretty up than well done in your hair. Close to God in your skin and everywhere. Like good other than we roll, slow down. Sway your hips, you dance, sweet. Shout them lucky, I love them. Falling clover, flowers bloom. Dirty roads, open doors, dirty roads. Say, if you call me, we could talk, we could stay up late. Call me later. meet up tonight. If you got the time, I'll make you feel right. Yeah, go meet later tonight. I promise I'll make you feel alright. Yeah, go meet later tonight. If you got the time, I'll make you feel right. Yeah. Go meet later tonight. Yeah, I promise I'll make you feel alright. Yeah.
Be bringing the pride, bringing the, just feel that song.
Thank you.
Yeah, when did, give us some background. When did you come up with that?
Yeah, so I wrote that last summer, and it was just this moment that I captured. It was this fun little project I started with my little cousin, Wakia Shakespeare, and he's a great poet and lyricist himself, and he's on the featured track that's recorded. And me and him, we just bouncing ideas back and forth, just, you know, trading all of our favorite musicians and, you know, really seeing that we were on the same wavelength. So we just came up with that one night, you know, we recorded it, yeah, put it together.
Mm-hmm. When will audiences be able to see you on stage this weekend?
I'll be at the Oasis tonight, and I'll be on at 6 there, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, we are too. And Welby, you've been involved for a long time. What are some of the biggest challenges? I mean, I'm just thinking of all the work that must take place behind the scenes to make this all work. What are some of the biggest lifts that you have to do?
The biggest lift right now is, being independent, you know, I'm sure Jacob and Alon, you know this, you know, you go on your long drives, you know, it's a nice experience to have, you know, listening to music and all that. But yeah, man, that road gets to you, you know. And, you know, coming up with your own merch ideas and, you know, getting your own voice out there and just getting people to really pay attention to you. I think that's a big hurdle for me, you know, just getting the right people to open up to you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you have a team? Do you have, like, people who you hire or people who help you with some of this stuff?
I am completely just a one-man show right now.
I can relate to that for sure. Jer, I want to go back to you because in addition to being the founder of Native Guitars Tour and just all the work you do to promote other Native musicians and just the whole Native music scene in general, you're also a musician. And I just wonder, like, when do you find the time to, in addition to all your other responsibilities, just write songs and work on your own music?
Yeah, you know, you do definitely have to be in that headspace to be that creative mindset and kind of step back from the business and, you know, just feel those emotions and let those feelings come out, because it is a big, like, opening of your heart, you know, and you feel very vulnerable. You got to be vulnerable, to write. And, you know, listening to, like, Welby and Ilani and Jacob, you know, it just really inspires me. And that's, you know, that's where I get my inspiration from, is from the collective, from the family. And yeah, I believe it makes Native Guitars Tour, you know, maintain its foundation and maintain, you know, what our intent is by being a musician. So yeah, I really enjoy those times. And, I don't find those times enough now because we've got so much going on, but I do have a lot of new music that I've been writing lately, so I'm pretty excited about those.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to it. So I know we're going to talk with Christy Bird here in a few minutes about the fashion show, but you've got a lot of other offerings as well. I noticed there's food. Tell us more about that, and has that always been one of the options?
It hasn't always been an option. I think that's come into the picture probably the last 5 years, being more inclusive to, like, the Native businesses that are opening up, you know, people that are working in the food industry. We have Chef Ray Naranjo from Santa Clara Pueblo. He has his business called Manco, and they have an amazing menu that they always have. It's a little bit of traditional and regional food. He's always has, you know, what we're currently growing in season in our indigenous communities, and he puts those ingredients into his menu. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what he's going to bring this year, and really excited to. My mouth is already watering. I can taste some of that food.
I think that's happening to all of us right now. Christy, of course, this fashion show, big element to the Native Guitars Tour every year. Give us a rundown. Designers, models, and other people we'll see.
Yes, of course. We have 5 amazing designers. I want to talk a little bit about them. And we also have about 20 models attending. And I just wanted to express my sincerest gratitude to everyone who continues to come and show their support and love and bring their power and their strength and their culture. And it really does, the models create the energy, and our designers bring their stories and their designs. But then to be able to bring both those artists together to tell our stories, I believe that's what makes the fashion beautiful, as well as, you know, representing our cultures and our pueblos. And so I want to go over our designers for tonight. Samara Tobik, founder of Afro Amazonia Wear, a vibrant celebration of self-love, culture, and joy, rooted in her Gnari heritage from Brazil. And then we have Jericho Wolf Sopa, where Earth, Indigenous Art, and 60s and 70s Soul Collide, born of Warm Springs and Ani Nations. And then we have Shirley Pino, founder of Red Wing Collections from Tamaya, Santa Ana Pueblo, a stunning fusion of Tamaya culture, couture, vintage flair, steampunk vibes, and Frida Soul. And then we have Felicia, founder of Katse, from Nambe Pueblo, honoring Tewa history in modern fashion and design. And last but not least, we have Rosing Tree, founder of Row Tree, blends Dene, Kiowa, and Comanche roots into powerful one-of-a-kind couture. Her handmade pieces carry generations of artistry and a message: we are sacred and we thrive. She will be collaborating with her daughter, Chai Julian, coming with accessories. Her work is inspired by her culture and the spirit of her people. So I'm very excited to see everybody.
Yeah, it is. It just sounds like a fantastic lineup. So much going on. You guys just keep, every year you just outdo yourselves. This is so impressive. We're going to take another break. We'll talk with Christy Moore, and we'll talk with the other guests. And maybe we'll even hear a little bit more music if we can fit that in. So stay with us, folks.
Trickster Cultural Center in Schaumburg, Illinois hosts a youth powwow May 31st, Pride Celebration June 7th, and the National Gathering of American Indian Veterans July 18th and 19th. Info at TricksterCulturalCenter.org. Who support this show.
Skuktash. For more than 40 years, Ramona Farms has revived ancient traditional foods. Tepary beans, pinoli, polentas, and more, all from store.ramonafarms.com. Ramona Farms supports this show. Omnye.
Support by the American Indian College Fund. The American Indian College Fund provides millions of dollars of scholarships to thousands of Native students every year. Tribal citizens of every age and experience are eligible. The deadline for applications is May 31st, and you can find everything you need to apply at collegefund.org. That's collegefund.org, or by phone at 800-766-FUND. Education is the answer.
Challenges to societal harmony abound. Trauma, depression, addiction. In Native communities, these challenges affect nearly everyone. The Native American Social Work Studies Institute educates social workers for careers to address the needs of Native communities. You can be part of the solution as a peer support worker, community health worker, or a counselor with culturally relevant training from the Native American Social Work Studies Institute. Info at online.nmhu.edu. New Mexico Highlands University supports this show.
Support provided by Alaska Growth Capital. The North Slope Marketplace is now open. Arctic Slope Regional Corporation shareholders and descendants are eligible. Applications are available at alaskagrowth.com under Marketplace. Support for journalism that raises the awareness of child well-being to citizens and to policymakers provided by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, building a brighter future for children, families, and communities. Information at aecf.org.
You are listening to Native America Calling. There's still time to join the conversation with musicians from the Native Guitars Tour. You can call us with questions or comments at 1-800-996-2848. 1-800-996-2848. We have a special guest who is now in the studio, Scotty Clifford. Scotty Clifford, father of Well Be June, one of our guests. Scotty, I understand you're gonna perform.
Yeah, right now, and of course again later tomorrow night. This song that I'm going to sing right now is called Cry for Vision. It's an ode to our ceremony called the Humblechapi, which is the vision quest. And I also wrote this for my oldest son when he was in the Navy. And here it goes. The moon, smell the night, taste the dawn, feel the sun. Here I am, standing in my fears, but if I don't cry, I may drown. There is thunder in my chest. Low veil of rain can heal my past. Scent so sweet to cherish the day. Join the dance, honor the stars. Yet still here I am, damning my tears. But if I don't cry, I may drown. There is thunder in my chest. A low veil of rain can heal my past. So I stand alone, asking the moon to help me grow and gather in love. Chest. A little veil of rain can heal my past. So I stand alone, asking the moon to help me glow. Gathering love, how long to feel. All the while, cry for vision. Mm-hmm.
Scotty. You play that guitar like it's your own. Wow, that's awesome. Always a pleasure to have you here on the show and performing and sharing your music with our listeners. What do you have going on this weekend? Are you going to be on stage too?
Yes. Tomorrow night, I think around 8 o'clock, we'll be at the Oasis for the Under the Native Stars NGT show. And very proud of that. I just want to give a big shout out to my home station, Keeley Radio, KILA. Whoopala Chichapalo, everybody. Love you so very much. And yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. And what else have you been working on? Do you have any new music coming out?
Yeah, I got a ton of new music coming out real soon, working with Jay Whalen of the Redmen and Friends of Cesar Romero. He's my Cheyenne Hunkapapa relative back home, and we're working on some new music, a song called No Goodbyes, and a bunch of other great stuff that you'll hear very soon. And just trying to get back out. I think Welby and I are going to go to Nashville next month, and just a bunch of stuff planned in the near future. And Jer's very humble, but he works his butt off to get this all going for everybody every year. So I want to give a big round of applause for him. Love you, brother.
Jer, so much love. So much love for Jer Anderson. Scotty, Wupula Tonka, brother. Uh-huh. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Wupula Chicha, Dukshake.
Christy, I want to go back to you. You gave us a rundown of the designers. I know 20 models. What are some of the pieces that you're most excited about with the show coming up?
Honestly, I'm excited for everybody. Everyone's my favorite. I just love that everybody brings their own vibe and style, and I'm just very excited to share that space with everybody.
And how long have you been doing fashion shows?
My mom and I like to have this story about, she's also a model, or was a model, and she had breastfed me on the runway walking for Patricia Michaels back in the day. So they like to say I was born for the runway.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So is your mom, is she part of this production at all?
She's my number one supporter. She always helps me with everything and, you know, is there for me, and anytime I feel like I'm not doing enough, but of course she's always there to remind me that I'm doing just enough.
And do you do design work as well?
No, I don't actually, but I am an artist all around. I make pottery and jewelry, and I make clothes, you know, traditional clothes for my kids and for myself, but I am not, you know, a designer.
All right. Well, we're really looking forward to the fashion show, all these other events with regard to Native Guitarist Tour. And Jer, I understand that you are going to share some of your music as well.
Yeah, it looks like it. I have the guitar in front of me, so I'll be sharing a song here.
All right.
Right on. Well, this is in theme for gathering, right? Because all the snags get together. So, this is off of the Little Earthlings album, and it's a little bit about that whole situation when people are trying to figure each other out.
And I got to thinking that you're blinking your eye. And you think I'm staring, well, you're stalking my mind. I'm feeling your feeling, and are you feeling mine? You're making your next move, well, I said, just about time, man, mine. You're on my mind all the time, you're on my mind. You're on my mind all the time, you're on my mind. You're on my mind all the time. On your mind, I'm feeling your feeling, and are you feeling mine? I'm thinking you're staring, well, you're stalking my mind, and mind, you're on my mind all the time, all the time. Time on time, you're on my mind, you're on my mind all the time, yeah.
There we go, Jer Anderson bringing the blues. Always the blues with you, Jer. I love it. It's been a long time since I was in that world, but you took me back out of, down memory lane a little bit there, brother.
Yeah, that's I wasn't sure what I was going to sing today, but I put that together. I had to have Jacob hold the lyrics because luckily I remember the guitar part.
Well, you sound sharp as a tack, I'll tell you what. Lonnie, I want to go back to you. Let's talk a little bit more about your music and what you've got planned this weekend. Now, you had an album in 2022. It's titled Mortified, and you hit on a lot of themes. There's heartbreak, there's love songs. How do you sum up your overall approach to music, and what is it that drives your creativity?
My overall drive is, music is mainly a coping mechanism for myself. All the artistry comes secondary to me, so if I'm writing a song, it's so I can get it out of my system. And, but for Mortified, yeah, it was just a bunch of songs I had thrown together. Well, not thrown together, a year of work, but, it was just, my main goal for being a musician is to just come from a place of vulnerability, and Drew was talking about that earlier, and I think, yeah.
What do you have coming up in the future, and what are you most excited about?
Well, I have the show this Saturday. I've been kind of taking a backseat in terms of performing. I'm going to have a new album coming out, hopefully around May or June, maybe leaning more towards June, but it's going to be a 14-track album, and I've been working very, very, very hard the last 3 years on this new album, and so, yeah.
And what's the best way for listeners to keep up with you?
My website, it's www.ilanimusic.com, or just Instagram, which is at ilanimusic, and I post a lot of updates there.
All right, thank you. Yeah, Jacob, thank you. How about you? What projects are you working on?
Yeah, I've been doing some rockabilly, rock and roll with my band, the Jacob Shea Trio, and hopefully get some songs out this summer. So that's the goal. That's the main goal for the year for myself.
And I know you'll be busy on social media. We already talked about that. But what are some other ways you're able to interact with fans?
Yeah, same thing. You can go to my website, jacobshehe.com. You know, social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, at Jacob Shehe. And yeah, that's where you can find me.
Okay. Welby, how about you?
For myself, I have this project, like I was saying. It's called Bloom. It's an EP I've been working on for for a while now, like since last year, and a lot of good work into it. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to having everybody hear that one. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we'll be looking forward. And Christy, the fashion show, are you going to be posting pictures and updates throughout the process?
Of course, and you guys can follow me at birdchristy_ on Instagram. I will be posting all the BTS, behind the scenes, and, you know, just making sure everybody gets their spotlight.
All right, and you're... obviously, next year will be number 14, and then number 15, number 16. What are you thinking about the future?
I'm looking to really expand nationally, you know, trying to get into new markets. I think it's real important for us to bring this community into the more mainstream markets. Nashville, you know, going back to Austin, South by Southwest, you know, hitting up some of the bigger cities and eventually going international.
All right. Well, Jer Anderson, Jacob Shehae, Ilani, Welby June, and of course, Scotty Clifford, all of you who joined us here today, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. You all have a really busy weekend ahead of you, so I need to let you go and let you all go to work, okay? But thanks again for joining us. We'll be back again on Monday when we look at autism services in Native communities in light of U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s controversial focus on the neurological disorder. We're going to wrap up the show now. Our executive producer is Art Hughes. Our producers are Andy Murphy and Sol Traverso. Joe Thompson is the UNM Local News Fellow. Marino Spencer is the engineer. Show McPolin is the digital producer. Nola Daves Moses is the distribution director. Bob Peterson is the network manager for Native Voice One. Clifton Chadwick is our national underwriting sales director. Antonia Gonzalez is the anchor for National Native News. Charles Sather is our chief operations officer. The president and CEO of Quantic Broadcast Corporation is Jacqueline Salee. Have a safe weekend. I'm Sean Spruce.
Riding in our Indian cars.
This program is supported by AmeriCorps Vista. Through service with AmeriCorps Vista, you gain valuable professional experience and leadership skills while helping organizations in your community alleviate poverty. Find a service opportunity at AmeriCorps.gov/Vista today. That's AmeriCorps.gov/Vista.
Support provided by Amerind. Amerind is 100% tribally owned and partners with tribes and their businesses to provide affordable commercial insurance coverage, protect tribal sovereignty, and strengthen Native American communities by helping to keep dollars in Indian country. Information about property, liability, commercial auto, and workers' comp available at Amerind.com. That's AmeriND.com.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service.